And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
All you positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game, so just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome one and all. I am super excited that you've joined me on this magical today. Today, the first day of spring and the day after the spring equinox. And wow, what a powerful time it has been. Astrologically, I've heard many astrologers talking about this week being the most powerful week of the year because so much is happening astrologically. And I'm not an astrologer and I'm not very good at reiterating that kind of stuff that I hear. And so I encourage you to check out some astrologers that you may find and you may like because this time is so incredibly powerful and so much is changing. I know it has a lot to do with Pluto moving into Aquarius and all of the truth that is coming to light and all of the death and rebirth that is happening at this time. And coincidentally, it's happening right at the spring equinox, which is already a very, very big changing point, one of the four cardinal points of the year, one of these balancing points of change. And I find this incredibly interesting because I know for myself personally, I have been going through a tremendous life change over the past few months and especially this week. And so I've mentioned before that I was selling my house here in Arizona where I live, and my house actually sold and I closed yesterday, right on the spring equinox. And the process of getting into this new place was nothing short of divine. And this is what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to tell you this personal story because what I have been through in the last couple weeks has been stressful, and it didn't need to be because I knew the entire time how divinely guided this entire process is because we are also divinely guided. What happens, though, when you're going through an incredibly stressful time, a time of change, is that the stress can get to you. And for a second there, it did get to me. And I had to remind myself that all of this is in a divine plan. That when I just surrender and allow it all to be taken care of because I couldn't decide what was in my best interests. I had so many different ideas of what I would have wanted to do or what I would like to do. And so I just gave it out to the universe and said, whatever is in my best interest, I'm going along with this plan. I'm just going to flow with it. It doesn't make it easy, even though what makes it easier is that actual surrendering and trusting that everything will work out all right. Because in the end, it always does. When we look back at our life and all of the different things that we've been through and how difficult it was and how challenging it may have been, it was always for a grand purpose, always moving us to that next step, that big change that we needed in our life. And this process for me has been nothing short of magical. We literally were able to get all of this accomplished at the 11th hour. And when I tell you that I've been looking for a new home for a long time, for at least a year or so, I knew this was coming. And so I've been keeping my eye on the market because I like to do that. I like to keep myself educated as to what's going on. And I've been looking and looking, and I haven't found anything that I liked. And so coming into crunch time, I did have a 2-week post possession that I could have taken on my house, but it required me to put a good chunk of money into the escrow. And it didn't matter what happened at the house, if the roof caved in, if the AC stopped working, if whatever happened, I was responsible for that. And I wasn't too comfortable with it. And so I really wanted to get out prior to close. And I was looking and looking and looking, and I looked at so many different properties, and I decided to rent for the year because I wanted to hold back and see what's going on with all the different changes that are happening politically, economically. There's so much going on. So I decided I just want to sit back and rent for a year. But the rental properties out here, right now, the market has actually doubled in the past couple years. And so it's difficult to find a rental property that it's not absurdly expensive and that suits my needs because I like to live in a certain way. And what I mean by that is I like trees in my yard. And I live in Arizona in the desert where there's, for one, not very big yards, and all the yards are walled. And a lot of times you're backing up to another neighbor's wall right behind you. And it's very close. There's not much privacy at all. And it feels kind of confined. And I don't really like walls all that much. I like trees. I like open space, open sky. Not easy to find here in the Phoenix, Arizona area where I live. And there's certain neighborhoods where you can find beautiful big yards with big mature trees. It's just they're more closer to the center of the city, and I like to live outside of the city a little bit because, again, I like that feeling of open space and not very congested with a ton of traffic. And so I'm looking and looking for a place, and I just don't find one that fits my needs within my price point, that is, because, of course, there's plenty of houses within my needs, but I don't want to pay that incredibly ridiculous price for them. And I found a place, and what happened was we liked it, and yet there were some things that made me uncomfortable about it. It was managed by a property company that all of the different terms and fees and whatnot, and it just seemed very confining. It almost felt like imprisonment trying to get into a new house, and I wasn't comfortable with it, and it made me uncomfortable with the house. And again, I put it out there and I said, if this is not the right house for us, then it's not going to work out. There's going to be some sort of reason that it's just not going to go through, because I did apply for it and went through the whole process. And we wound up not getting this house. It wound up being the only house available that actually had a little guest house associated with it. And that's why I liked it. It's hard to find a small house with a guest house here, if you could only imagine. Usually those come with way bigger homes. And I was lucky to find this small one, and I thought, that had this guest house. But they kind of knew I was going to be using it for business, and that wasn't allowed. And so there was a lot of things going back and forth with that made me uncomfortable. So that didn't work out, and that's when my stress level went kind of through the roof, and I had a moment of, what am I going to do? I'm closing on this house in less than a week and I need to be out. Or I would like to be out because I'm uncomfortable taking these 2 weeks too, because I didn't feel good. I'm going with my feelings of what feels good to me. If it didn't feel good, I was going with that. I go with whatever feels good, whatever felt comfortable, whatever felt safe, whatever felt free. And that was a big point. Whatever felt free, whatever didn't feel confining. And so when this house fell through, I said, all right, whatever will be, will be. I luckily had asked my real estate agent to hook me up with some MLS listings so that I would get updates whenever the rental came up. Well, I woke up 1 week ago with a listing at a reasonable price point. And when I tell you a reasonable price point, there are no other houses on the market at this price point anywhere near my neighborhood. And I found this house 30 seconds down the street from my old house. And this house, backed to nothing behind it, has tons of big trees. It also had a pool, which the other one didn't. And living here in Arizona when it gets to be 110 degrees in the summer, it's kind of a requirement in order if you're going to stay here in the summer, because it's difficult to live here in that kind of heat that does not stop, because it doesn't cool down at nighttime either. It stays about 100 degrees at night. So to have a pool makes it way more livable here. And I can do without, of course. It's not a necessity, but it is sure nice. And so this house, 30 seconds away from my other house in the same neighborhood, keeping my child in the same school at a reasonable price point, came up. Oh, and this pool also has a little jacuzzi, which I didn't have at my old house. So that's a little extra bonus. And I jumped on this house immediately. I called the real estate agent at 9:02 in the morning. It was the first person to call. Saw the house at 10 a.m., told him I wanted it. And by the next day, signed the lease, handed him the money for it, and got the keys. And thank goodness, because I only had just a couple days to get out of my house. And this worked out perfectly. And I thought at the moment when I saw the house, because it's kind of an interesting little house. It's two stories, but it's upside down, meaning the bedrooms are downstairs and the kitchen and living room and dining room are upstairs. And I've never lived in a house like this before, but I always found it fascinating and wanted to try it out. And when we found this house, we kind of felt like, well, it'll do. There's a couple of things that are interesting about it. And once we got in here, we actually like it better than the old house. There's a lot more space. There's a lot more privacy for all of us. So we're really enjoying it. Now, the process of the move itself actually went down in this way that also caused a little bit of stress, because if you can imagine, I sign a lease on a Thursday and need to move on a Saturday. And so I need to find a moving company that can take a three-bedroom home in 2 days. So I make a couple phone calls and I make an appointment with this company because the guy was really nice and it seemed reasonable to do a Saturday move. Well, the movers show up and they look around and they say, we were told this was a one-bedroom apartment. We don't have a truck big enough. And this is going to take us all day. We can't do it. They say, call the owner and talk to him. So I called and I wasn't upset about it. I just thought, oh, we'll figure it out. This is a miscommunication. No biggie. Well, I got on the phone with the owner and the defensiveness and anger that immediately came through him, I was shocked. I forgot that this actually happens because it doesn't usually happen to me. And he was very upset that I lied to him and told him that I lived in a one-bedroom apartment and then they showed up to a three-bedroom house, which, of course, I didn't tell him I lived in a one-bedroom apartment. I told him very clearly what it was, and he just, I don't know what happened there, but he was very upset with me to the point where I had to just hang up the phone because I couldn't talk to him and there was no reason to because he was so angry. And so I hung up the phone and I still wasn't mad. I just was confused and I thought, what is going on here? But I knew at the same time, it's all going to be fine. It'll work out. It will get handled because this is how this is going. I don't need to worry about this anymore. It's being handled. So I go up to the guys and I was like, you guys, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. I told him very clearly this was a three-bedroom house, and they rolled their eyes and shook their head, and they said, this happens all the time. We're so sorry, ma'am. We don't know what to say. And I said, it's okay. Do you guys freelance? And they all looked at me and said, yeah, absolutely we do. And I said, oh my God, do you guys have time, like, later today, tomorrow morning? And they said, you know what? Yeah, we can come back tomorrow. We have a job in the morning, but we can come here as soon as that's over. So if you guys get the truck and all of the equipment that we need, then we'll be here. They gave us our phone numbers. These guys were our angels. I can't even tell you how incredibly nice and amazing these two young men were. Actually, three men showed up, but only two wound up coming back. The other guy had another responsibility, but these two young men who came and saved the day are, I just want to shout out so much gratitude to them because they showed up and they handled it. When I tell you they handled it, there was a lot of stuff to move. I've been in that house for 8 years and we've had some construction projects and there's a nice big wood pile out back and all sorts of just random things to move and get rid of. So they had a huge job. These two men worked from 3:30 in the afternoon until about 10 p.m. and then agreed to come back in the next morning to help us clear out anything else or to move and load our cars or whatever we needed. They were so incredibly nice, and I cannot tell you how grateful I am. So how amazing is that? I call this company, the owner and the guy that set it up, or I don't know if he's the owner, it doesn't really matter, but he screws up the whole thing and gets angry and la la la. And then the men that work for him are amazing. Somehow they have to, you know, I love this balance that's here. These beautiful men that work for him that are so incredible, they balance him out so well, and they came and were angelic and saved the day. So it turns out that it worked out perfectly that I called this moving company, because now these two guys actually became our friends. And I said to them, hey, do you guys do anything else? Like, are you handy? Do you like odd jobs, stuff like that? They were like, yeah. I'm like, all right, you guys are my two new go-to men. So it worked out for everyone. They, instead of being paid $20 an hour, got to be paid double that because they're not taking a cut. And I got to get the help. Everyone wins. And I think, you know what, this is what we're moving into in our society. And this is what's so astrologically powerful with Pluto entering Aquarius is, and this is just a little bit of what I remember from picking up of what I've heard. But what this means is that instead of it being more of an individual thing, what we're moving into is a collective thing. And everything that we do now has to be about the collective. It has to be about this balanced giving and taking. If it is a greedy taking type of thing where you want to get one over on someone, you will lose probably twice as hard, you know, because the energies just do not support that type of behavior anymore. And I love that because we're moving into, and we are in, this energy now that is supportive of this mutual benefit, of this giving and receiving and everyone benefiting, the entire collective benefiting. So this energy, while challenging, is very transformative for a very positive, very beautiful, very powerful time. And I, while it was not easy going through this last week, I'm very grateful. I am extremely grateful. I feel super guided, very protected. I know for sure now that I can just give it all up. I can give it all up and just surrender and say, I don't need to do a thing. I have no control over any of this. It will all be handed. It will all be guided in its divine purpose because we all are on this path and all of us have a divine purpose. And so we're all being guided. We're all being shown the path, and this path is laid out for us as long as we can surrender to it and trust that it will always, always, always be okay. I think that's it for me today, everyone. I love you all so much. I'm going to leave you with this song by Symbolico today called The Divine Purpose. Until next time, I love you all.
nothing that is of value, nothing that is real, is ever lost. You are here to enable the divine purpose of the universe to unfold. That is how important you are. Real is ever lost. You are here to enable the divine purpose of the universe to unfold. That is how important you are. The world, but in transcendence of the world. best it knows itself.